Welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 27 on Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. This is just a lo-fi vibing today. I don't think I really have a main focus when you hear them all put together. I just kind of mellow lo-fi vibe. I'm excited to listen to them all, though. It's a wide variety of stuff. There is some brand new beats in here, if you're listening close to May 25th, 2022. Otherwise, if you're listening out in advance, again, appreciate that so much. I'm your host. My name's Chris, producer of The New and The Used. And once again, this is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Remember, lo-fi is a very broad term. This lo-fi, when we discuss lo-fi, in particular, that we're talking about the way it was produced, the way it was put together, on a very simplistic, basic level, usually done with a lot of atmospheric feel, not so much of a polished touch always. Sometimes it can have that sound because of the way technology has come so far. In the past, you know, lo-fi was just lo-fi because it had to be. In a lot of situations, but I think a lot of producers now, including myself, lo-fi our material in some situations because it's, you know, the gear we're working with already makes it sound really good. So you kind of are adding the hiss in some situations. You know, if you're sampling a lot from vinyl, it's hard to ever take that away completely, even with some of the best pieces of material or equipment that we have available to us now. But, you know, we're just chilling, lo-fi vibe in here with some mellow beats, some upbeat stuff, some downbeat stuff, a little mixture of some orchestral things with some sample stuff. It's kind of a wide variety. It's a variety show here today in a lot of ways. So, once again, you can go to our main homepage, which is anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, and find links to all your favorite platforms, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. You have access to all those links right there on anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, as well as the opportunity to you know, join in on poll questions and leave voicemails, send text messages, and just share it. So any likes, shares, follows, and feedback is always greatly appreciated, as well as giving reviews on any of your major platforms does help us out a lot. You can also find, you know, the major label, just the label itself, as Pickles and Beats, is releasing new music all the time. We got some new beats coming out in the next couple weeks. So you please go give us a like and share, just as Pickles and Beats, in any way, shape, or form. Helps us out a lot. So let's get into the first kind of highlight here today. This is a collaborative track between Jordy Chandra and Cotton Vibe. And the track is called Our Blue Sky. And, you know, has a heavy orchestral kind of sample piece to it, or at least sounds that way. And we're going to give it a little listen here and break it down on the back end. Really enjoy this track. Once again, Jordy Chandra and Cotton Vibe with Our Blue Sky right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 27. Check it out. Thank you. in vibe with Our Blue Sky there. Really enjoy that track. You know, orchestral feel to it. Piano, guitar. I don't know if that was, you know, cello or violin, but really cool feel. It almost has a Disney kind of feel to it. Again, if it already is a track off a Disney record in some way, I wouldn't be surprised. So I'm going to kind of give it its props because it definitely has a very Disney-esque feel to it. It could get picked up easily. So I'm a big fan. I like that a lot. Just sets a really nice, calm vibe. This is a great track to kind of drive to, hang out to, work on some homework or study or planning beats. Just very clean sounding too. I like that a lot. So great job on that track overall. We're going to jump into the next track here in just a second. Remember, my name is Chris. I'm your host, the new and the used, and you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast and highlighting lo-fi music all the time. Mostly, you know, focus a lot on lo-fi hip-hop in particular, but always focused whenever I can on just any kind of lo-fi music that people are interested in or whatever I'm interested in, honestly, is what kind of happens. And lately, you know, it's lo-fi hip-hop and lo-fi hip-hop boom-bap beats and study beats and chill beats and sleepy beats and just whatever kind of mood I'm in, really. But a lot of those elements and kind of reflects a lot of the things I'm producing at the time, too. So we're going to jump into the next track here. As I said, it's called On a Cloud, and this is by I Am Alex and Felty. I believe I've highlighted this track or these guys before, but I can't help it. It just felt really good, so we're going to listen to it again. Once again, Pickles and Beats, this is our episode number 27, and just lo-fi variety or lo-fi mellow feel today. So hope you're having a great day, and let's give it a listen. Check it out. Such a great track there. I Am Alex and Felty, the track On a Cloud. That's like the guitar lover's dream right there, without a doubt. You know, there's kind of layers upon layers upon, that's like the superstition equivalent for guitar players. Those of you that keyboard players, Stevie Wonder, superstition is known for having multiple layers on his on that track and on most of his keyboard tracks, just layer upon layer, making it sound thick and full and all kinds of really cool, interesting stuff. And I feel like they did that a lot on this one. There was a, you know, a solo layer of the guitar just taking off and ripping. Muted guitar, just kind of like hovering over some of the notes there, kind of giving a more percussive sound. And then the chords, which was kind of the main groove of the track. So loved it. Loved it. Awesome, awesome track. So had to make it on my playlist. For those of you that aren't familiar, once again, my name is Chris. I'm a producer as well. The New and the Used is my producer name. There's a couple tracks I've highlighted on here just for fun. So I appreciate those giving awesome feedback, and appreciate that actually a lot. So remember, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to leave any kind of feedback or links to your favorite platform where you can also leave feedback, whether that's, as I've said before, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, again, Spotify, Apple Music, wide variety of places you can get in touch with me that I do check in on all of them on a regular basis, or as much as I possibly can, so it won't fall to the wayside. But we're going to jump into the next track here, of course. And as we're highlighting a variety of lo-fi here, mellow lo-fi beats, I can definitely say within those first couple, it's been a variety. So let's keep that one going. And this is actually a brand new track, just came out about a week ago here, if you're listening, May 25th, 2022. So early, mid-May of 2022 by, again, one of my all-time favorite lo-fi artists, Mayuik, and the track is called Roads. And it it's spelled R-O-A-D-S, but features a lot of Fender Rhodes feel to it. So definitely a really cool vibe, so puts me in the right mood. Let's check it out. That's Rhodes by one of my all-time favorite lo-fi producers, Mayuik, M-A-Y-A-E-W-K. He's a French producer. I first discovered him through, I believe, Instagram. Heavily uses samplers and sample-based beats, if you couldn't obviously recognize within there. Not that he can't play instruments. I think, you know, again, from things I've seen, he's used to playing bands before. But, dominantly uses the SP-404, some of the MPC, but amazing work overall. He makes it sound so smooth and delicate, and the drums are always hitting really hard. I love it. He'll throw in those chord changes as well, like actually tempo change as well. Just great feel. I love Mayuik. And he's always got that atmosphere. He's always got that atmospheric feel, that kind of nostalgic touch, And it reminds me of this article that I was reading this last weekend. It came out a couple weeks ago through, I believe it was Soundfly or flypaper.soundfly.com. And the article, I just, you know, I always like to keep up on lo-fi articles whenever they're written because there's not always a ton written. But this one was how to add nostalgic touch to your lo-fi music. Now, we've had a podcast already episode that was, you know, highlighting nostalgic music, lo-fi beats. And, you know, of course, that's going to keep coming up from time to time because it's a big piece of lo-fi music. And so George McDonald of Producer Sphere wrote directly on the site. I'm going to quote from there. It says, one of the most captivating elements of lo-fi music is its heavy reliance on emotive, nostalgic sound design. Lo-fi producers and beat makers use a range of production styles to evoke a feeling of wistful sentimentality in the listener, from vintage sampling to low-fidelity mixing techniques, reminiscent of the sonic imprints of the music they listened to growing up. I love that. Thus adding elements of nostalgia whenever you can, it is a great way to completely transform a lo-fi track, one that transports the listener into their own past, a nostalgic track that can instantly unlock distant memories even if you've never heard the track before. You know, and we talked about that before as well. If you've listened to that episode in the past, you know, listening to something that might make you feel a little sentimental, cannot talk today. My goodness. Sentimental. Will always draw you into that music. I think without a doubt, whether it's dog barking, baby crying, some rain. It could be a lot of different things that just take you back to a certain place and make you feel a little bit of, you know, nostalgia. Feeling a little sentimental, if you will. There we go. Appreciate you bearing with me a little bit while I try to figure out how to talk. But I think Majuek does that really well if you go back and listen to any of his tracks, because he's a master at bringing out that sentimental feel for me, that's for sure. So let's jump into another track. It's called Pour Me Another. Another one of my all-time favorite lo-fi producers. Produces all kinds of different feels of stuff, and this is no different. This one, again, Pour Me Another, and the artist's name is Otis McDonald. I've highlighted Otis a lot throughout the 26 episodes we've had, and every single time it feels like it's a little bit different. And the cool part about Otis, I've listened to a lot of podcasts with him in, you know, being interviewed or talking, and follow him on Instagram and social media sites, and he releases a new track every single Friday. So again, Otis McDonald, Pour Me Another. Let's check it out. Thank you. Otis McDonald, Pour Me Another. Love that track. Such a great track. You know, again, it just sets the mood. This track here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 27, is a lo-fi variety, lo-fi mood track, lo-fi mood podcast. And, you know, Otis does that for me time and time again. Sometimes I have to go back. I know it's him, and I'm like, is that Otis? That's totally Otis, for sure. I think, you know, again, Otis, from some of the stuff I've heard, he's kind of was a drummer, plays some bass, plays a little bit of everything, and things I've seen on the live stream, he definitely plays a little bit of everything. I think that's him on playing all of that, all those different layers. And, you know, I love when you put that bass and guitar together, and they're doubling on each other, and that bass with that envelope filter, very Les Claypool, you know, O'Teal Burbridge kind of, really, really cool bass. I love it. Very texture-based. Lots of depth to it. It's not just sitting in the background, so it's kind of doubling with that guitar and just fills a lot of space, and gives, but also gives space for the drummer to kind of highlight themselves. And so he gets to do all of it. So big Otis McDonald fan. Shout out to Otis. But let's jump into another track. We got looks like we got one more track here. It's called Moods by Anbu. I want to make sure I pronounce this right. Anbu, A-N-B-U-U, Anbu, and Blue Wednesday. I'm going to close it out, and it's called Moods for a lo-fi variety mood podcast here. Once again, I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and The Used, and you're listening to the Pickles and Bees Lo-Fi Podcast. This track is called Moods by Anbu and Blue Wednesday. Check it out. Moods, playing here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 27, which is a lo-fi variety moods podcast here. And that one definitely fits again, without a doubt. It's a, if you listen to all five tracks so far today on this podcast, they've all kind of had a different feel, but all made within that lo-fi vibe, that within that lo-fi, those lo-fi characteristics, and providing their own different mood. Overall, this one kind of, again, gives me more energy, more uplifting vibes. I really like how the guitar kind of is the dominant feature in the first part, and then it breaks down in the middle, and then the piano or keyboards are kind of a dominant part of the second half, finished off with the reprise, I guess, or the reflection back to the original guitar part. But the arrangement was really, really well done. Sound was really well done. I'm going to point it out just because it messed with me more than a couple of times, because I probably have headphones on. If you're listening in your car, you may not have noticed, but there's a knocking going on in that track, like somebody's knocking in the background. I kept thinking somebody's knocking at the studio door, like, hey, who's here? Somebody here? I had to take my headphones off. Messing with me a little bit. So if they didn't mean to do that, then I guess nothing there. But if they did mean to do it, they got me. So anyway, as I always like to say, I appreciate you. If this is your first time coming in, thank you so much. Please come back again and listen. I promise I talk better normally. Not always, but I try my best. But it's always a wide variety, whether we're highlighting guitar, highlighting piano, boom bap, sleepy beats, whatever it might be. I like to get a wide variety of things in here because I like a wide variety in different genres of lo-fi music myself, as well as make a wide variety of different genres myself. So please come back again. Otherwise, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, to join in on poll questions, leave voicemails, text messages, and just, you know, general critiques. I love to get the feedback. Or you can send us a direct email at picklesandbeats@gmail.com. to submit beats or send stuff in if you really, you know, feel like you want to join in. We always appreciate the community. Otherwise, you can also, I'm going to keep repeating that, you can, rate us on Spotify, Apple Music. The ratings help so much. We're trying to build up the ratings to help with the algorithm and get on more people's radar, because growth is always what we're looking for. And building the community, and always got to say thank you to those that keep coming back each time and keep giving feedback and joining in. I really appreciate you so much. And I hope everybody has a great day, great week, great afternoon, and keep it lo-fi. Peace.